sorry, is this Rashawn?
Yes, this is Rashawn speaking.
Good to speak with you. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We've spoken a couple of times regarding branding your business on Google, doing a website for you. I know you're wanting to wait until, you know, the weather warmed up, so we're kind of looking at that time now to get things going for you, get that website up and running.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. I know we talked about a lot. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yes, I wanted to change the name from Supreme Soft Wash to just Meguiar Pressure Washing Service.
That's how I have it, yeah, Meguiar Pressure Washing Services. I think we mentioned that earlier, and I was going to kind of clarify and reiterate that. So that's how we want the business branded. The phone number that we're speaking on, is it the number you want your customers to call, the 973-842-5226? Is that the business number as well?
Yes, I'll update that eventually. I spoke to you about that last time, but I'll update that also eventually. So a toll, a toll.
For now, though.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And your service base, you go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you, so there's no physical address for us to promote. But we do have the address to make sure that you are a local business in the area. The 150 High Street, Apartment C9, is that still current?
Yes.
That's 07050. And then I did have the email, rashawn.d.maguire@gmail.com. That's a good email address for us to use regarding the account. Kind of a personal email, so it's not going to be listed physically on your website. It will, though, be attached to the contact form. I mean, most of the time you're just going to get calls directly to you, but if someone fills out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So, of course, you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still going to be that fixed flat rate. Again, it's $199. That's the out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee. That is also going to be an exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. It's going to be that exact amount on a month-to-month basis. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do just a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. It's going to take about a half an hour. So when you're more available, we'll call you back to get things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about the business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you. And, of course, like I said, we'll take care of all that in a follow-up call. What I would do now and what's required of me as we are a Google partner is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you do know, of course, that it is that month-to-month, that flat rate of $199, no setup fee, website included, etc. Rashawn, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question and want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Meguiar Pressure Washing Services.
Services with the S at the end. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Rashawn Meguiar. I'm the owner.
Okay. And Rashawn, as the owner of Meguiar Pressure Washing Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Rayshawn, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Mr. McGuire, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Of course, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you directly, for that reason, we specifically do request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. McGuire, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. McGuire, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, Rayshawn, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We will, of course, make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. And again, with all of the reductions in the costs, with it being a month-to-month service, the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be billed today, the 3rd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month at that same exact reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. We offer the services on a month-to-month basis completely at will, which of course means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. McGuire, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Rayshawn, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Rayshawn, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your name. Any middle initial or just first and last on that particular card?
It's D.
D? Okay.
Yes.
And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with the 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah. 4117.
Okay.
7440.
Yes, sir.
6589.
Okay.
1769.
And then the expiration month and year?
0723.
07 of 2023, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
591.
So I've got 591 on the back, 591. I've got July or 07 of 2023 for the expiration date. And then, Rashawn, was the card itself 41-17, 74-40, 65-89, 17-69?
Yes.
And then does that bill at the 150 High Street, I think it's apartment C9, that's 07?
No, that was my old address.
Oh, that is the old address. Okay. What is the actual
address? No, my old address is a different, like, far as my my debit card, I have my old address linked to it. I never updated my new address at 150.
Oh, so the 150 High Street apartment C9, that
that's
is the new address. Okay.
Yeah.
But the billing address on that card is different. Is it still 07050?
No, it's 075022.
507522.
Yeah.
Okay, and the actual street address?
It's 43 Garfield Avenue.
Okay.
Apartment 2.
Okay.
Patterson, New Jersey.
Okay, perfect. So in the next minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I got a pen.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but when I was updating the address, it kind of wiped out the card that was on file. I apologize for that. Might have been me not clicking buttons in the right order here. But let's see. I remember it was July. You said July of 2023 was the expiration date, right?
Yeah.
And then the last the three digits on the back of the card, I think it was 591?
Yeah.
541. 591.
591, yep.
591. And then if you can read that card back to me one more time, and I apologize, this time we'll make sure that it gets inputted directly.
Okay. 4117-7440-6589-1769.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've got 4117-7440-6589-1769, July 2023, and then 591 on the back.
Yes.
Okay. Now it is saved in our system, but it's what do they call it? Scrambled or can't even think of the word right now. It's 1769 is all I can see at this point. I encrypted. Encrypted. That's what I was trying to figure out the word. Let's start with it. So it's encrypted in our system. All I can see is Visa and then ending 1769 just for reference. So you've got the client support phone number. You're actually going to get that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there.
The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We actually schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. It looks like, well, I think I might still be able to get you in at 1 o'clock if that does work for you. Other than that, there is a 2 o'clock and then later on 4, 5, and 6. So sometime in that first 15 minutes or so, we'll give you a call. Take about half an hour after that.
Yeah, 1 o'clock is fine.
1 o'clock? All right, so we'll get you in quick here at the 1 o'clock. Too short of notice for the automated system to send you the reminder an hour prior, but I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is going to be more for your record. It's just going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. And if I am between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready, and I don't know if it's going to be 5 minutes after one, 10 minutes after one, but when our client interview technician is ready to give you that phone call, if I am between phone calls, I'll be on that call too in the beginning just to kind of hand you over to the client interview technician, introduce you, and then also answer any quick questions you might have. If I am on a phone call, they'll call you directly. They'll have your file, so they'll take really good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or, well, really, even if I am, I just wanted to set up a little bit more security here on your account. This is really for your protection. Anyone who calls us saying that they are affiliated with McGuire Pressure Washing Services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you to really quickly give us the answer to your security question. And then anyone who calls you telling you that they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They're also going to need to know both the question and the answer. Your options for that security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Patterson.
You said Patterson or?
Yeah, Patterson, New Jersey.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then I have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message? You have it? Okay. So if you open it up, please click here to accept the subscription terms. It takes you to the written terms and conditions, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I don't want to walk you through everything there, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file, and we do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, that's where you either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. It is case sensitive, and there is no period after the middle initial, so just the space before it and after it. And once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Mr. McGuire, that does actually a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've included the website for you, reduce the cost of the service, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and then also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. If it's asking you for a username and password, you can stop right there. It's this our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is actually true at this point. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can change that password if you like once you access your account. Some people never change it, and that's totally fine, too. I can give you the username. In fact, it's in the client interview invite that I just sent out to you. So it's got Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, then your username. Your username is actually, in this case, just your phone number, the one that we're speaking on. Area code is included, but just the numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So 973-842-5226, that is your username on this account. on any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your username or the phone number, since they're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything to that email. When we do the client interview, we're going to give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You can, of course, use that email address to email the photos team directly if you like. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Like I said, if I am between phone calls in about 20, 25 minutes when we give you that call, I'll be part of that call as well. If not, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Paul, I have one question.
Sure, of course. The
password, did you give me the password for that?
No. What I was trying to say is we will get your client dashboard activated first, meaning we'll do your client interview, we'll start creating the content for them for there to be something to track, and then once your tracking system is activated, we'll email and text you that same username. That won't change, and then you'll have a default password as well. Yeah, the message I sent out to you, the terms and conditions, that's the same dashboard portal. It's my-localsplash.com. That's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks that you're trying to log in, which you're actually not at this point. There's nothing to track yet. But you're all set, and hopefully I'll talk to you in just about a half an hour or less, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rashawn. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.